Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when this thought hits you. Okay, I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, the whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Hey, I just want to say thanks to everybody who has stepped up for the St. Jude kids. St. Jude's doing incredible work fighting childhood cancer. And because of donations like the ones that you give, families never receive a bill ever from St. Jude for treatment, travel, housing, food, none of that. Help St. Jude stop childhood cancer. Become a partner in hope. Get this awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. It's going to look great on you. So join all the doctors, researchers, and me in this fight. All right, text the word Bobby. It's only 6 numbers to 785-833. Again, text the word Bobby to just these 6 numbers,
785-833.
Here we go.
Come on, Bobby.
Bobby Bones.
Transmitting across America.
Turn it up. Now, this is the Bobby Bones Show. Let's go.
Welcome to Friday's show. Morning studio.
Morning.
Anna Kendrick coming up in a little bit. Big Hollywood star on with us. Be pretty fun, huh?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Let's all go around the room and share a little something. He is in a band. He's the father of 4 boys. This next person is no stranger to loud noise. Here he is. Producer Eddie, everybody.
So the other morning I was making a bagel, put some cream cheese on it, and the bagel had nuts in it. And I started eating it, still chewing it, and I was like, oh, I got to take my medicine. So I got some Sudafed because I've had some nose stuff going on. I put the Sudafed in, I drink the water, and I keep chewing my bagel. And I didn't realize that one of the Sudafeds was still in there. So I thought it was a nut. I chew on it, and it's like, yeah, the most disgusting taste ever. And I chewed it for like 10 seconds straight. Guys, I felt like I could not get that taste out of my mouth for a whole minute.
Ugh.
Really? So even bitter. Even though you drank water, it wouldn't go down?
Oh, it's just disgusting. Have you ever chewed on an aspirin before?
It's awful.
It's so bad.
I think we can all taste that in our minds right now, where it's just like, ew, golly.
Oh, I hated it.
So, you good, though?
My hangy-bangy?
Yeah, everything. Are you 100% back?
No, I would say I'm about 95% back.
Close.
I'm never over 95%.
Yeah, 100%. You always got a little something going on.
After about age 35, you don't get 100 anymore. It is what it is. All right, Eddie, thank you very much. This next person's game plan on making PBJs is a bit suspicious, but in his world, even though they're gross, they're still delicious. Here he is. Lunchbox, everybody. Go ahead.
I just want to say, guys, I'm officially the last person on my street with Christmas lights still on. Woo, 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 woo! That's right. It is official. I drove up and down my street yesterday, and if they have them up, they have them turned off. Mine are up, and they are on. I am the winner. I am the winner.
Oh, you're the winner.
Yeah, absolutely.
Did they know they were playing a game against you?
Absolutely not. They had no idea, but I outlasted everybody. Woo, woo, woo.
So what does your wife say? Does she want you to take them down now?
Yeah, she's like, all right. It's been on, like, it's over. And I'm like, but we are the winners!
Well, last year, I, like, paid him to keep him up.
Yeah, yeah, because I got...
But I'm not doing that this year. Last year, the neighbor came out and said, hey...
Something about he said energy shortage or something. I don't even know
He just wanted you to take him down.
Yeah, he was like, oh, it's a little energy shortage. You still got him up in the middle of January. And I was like, who are you, Einstein? Like
Einstein.
Uh-huh. Yeah, didn't he have something to do with that?
No.
Energy short? I don't know. Anyway, good for you.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
All right, up next, she thinks iced coffee is the best, but she comes in without a lid, and sometimes she spills it and makes a mess. Here she is, Amy, everybody.
Okay, so I have a strawberry hack. In case you've got kids like mine that don't want to eat a strawberry that just looks a little wonky, it's not moldy. It's not bad. You don't need to throw it out, but it just looks meh. Well, you can put it in an ice bath for 20 minutes. And it comes out revived.
You're going to do that for a strawberry? You're going to do a 20-minute ice bath for a gross strawberry?
Lots of strawberries. I'm just saying several can look that way. And instead of throwing them out, if you want to still try to get your kids to eat them, revive them in the ice bath. It may work. It worked on my kids, and they ended up eating them.
I just probably make a smoothie.
Yeah, throw them in there.
Something like that.
She's right, though. Kids are so picky. If they look a little damaged, yeah, they won't eat them.
So what does the ice bath do, though?
It somehow revives the strawberry.
It takes it the mold out.
Yeah, it makes it the color come back a little bit. It makes it look better.
What do you mean ice bath?
There's no mold.
Like a bowl?
Or there's no mold. Yes, a bowl with ice and water.
Oh, I was thinking the bathtub.
Me too. I was you gotta run a bathtub?
No. Put
ice in it? An athlete gets in after a practice. I was like, that's just too much for a strawberry.
I should back up. Strawberries are really, really tiny. So
I'm familiar with what strawberries
size are.
Yeah.
A simple bowl.
You're making fun of us, Amy?
Yeah, she's like, guys, you don't understand. Strawberries, here's my fingers. This is the size they are.
Right, so that's all you need.
Okay. Thank you, Amy.
You're welcome.
There it is. All right, Ray, let's go. Yeah.
From Mount Pine, Arkansas, he loves Laffy Taffy candy, and the other day he went to Arkansas and Vandy, Bobby Bones.
Hey, go to the basketball game. It's a bad one now. So, you know, we lost our bet as a show. We drew, and before the football season, we all put money in, and then we drew for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. That's who we had. We didn't pick them. They didn't win the Super Bowl.
I didn't pick them.
So
I didn't pick them.
Of the teams remaining this weekend, I got a name full of them. So who wants in for $20?
Me.
Well, we're going to draw, though, as a group. I'll make the bet. And if we win, we'll then win.
Okay. Question. But,
yeah.
Are we going to do it like we did at the beginning of the year where we draw a name and we decide, oh, we don't want that one, we go to the next one?
It's
going to
be the one team we draw.
Okay.
Oh, it just is what it is.
It is what it is. You can be in or not.
Oh, I'm in.
But
no, I'm
$20, let me know. Who's it? Mike? Raise your hand if you're in so I can count real quick.
In.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. Okay, there's 8 of us. Ray, anybody in the glass room want in for $20?
I'm in. Steve's in.
Is anybody, anybody over there in the other room?
Abby's in.
Abby's in.
Okay, all right, here we go. So I'm going to draw. No,
let's go, baby.
Amy, you draw.
Oh, come
Amy,
on,
get
please.
The Cowboys,
get
please.
The 49ers, Amy. We need the 49ers.
You want me to draw because if it's a bad one, they're going to be mad at me.
No,
and
come on.
One more.
I'll Amy, you pick Tampa Bay.
Yeah, pick the 49ers, Amy. We need the 49ers.
Don't open it yet, okay?
Come on, Amy.
I'm logging into my DraftKings account.
Yes.
By the way, go to DraftKings.com and put in Bobby Sports and get the okay.
Did you look at it?
Not yet.
I did not.
Okay.
So I'm pulling up NFL. Amy, what team did you draw?
Come on, baby. Come on, baby.
I have no idea.
But you have to give me the money. You've already committed.
We're in.
Okay, go ahead. Open it.
I did. San Francisco 49ers.
Yeah!
That's a good bet.
That's who we want.
So it's plus 450 if I have that right.
Wait, how'd you know that? Did I have it written down somewhere?
It's on the sheet.
Oh, it is.
Did you think I would know that?
Well, I keep all that stuff for our sports show that happens today.
See? Right
okay.
Here. Check it out.
San Francisco right now are plus 450. And how much money do we have total? 20, 40, 60, 80, 100, 20, 40, $200?
Well, I think there's even more.
9, 10, 11, 12, 13 then.
McGinney.
Okay, so that's $260. So if we bet two, I need your money, but we bet 260, that pays $1,400.
Yeah!
Woo! Okay, everybody
go.
Go
vacay.
Guys.
What, Eddie?
Okay, $1,400.
We can lose our money like this weekend. Immediately.
Why are you negative?
Why don't we ever get the Cowboys?
Because they're going against the boys.
So stupid. This weekend, they play the Cowboys.
You got to give me $20. Bet's in.
No negative energy allowed.
Bet's in.
Or you're out.
Oh, you're going to have it. Oh, I'm out? This is a stupid bet. This is the worst bet I've ever heard in my life.
You're already in, buddy.
Dang it.
All right, so that's our bet. We're now 49. This is a 49er show.
No, it's not. No, it's not.
Either way, we still got a dog in the race.
Yeah.
But I want the Cowboys to win, too.
I know you do, Bones.
All right, we're 49er show now. I'll take the money as soon as the segment's over. Let's go now and start the show. Everybody feel good?
No.
Time to open up the mailbag.
You send an email and we read it on the air. It's something we call Bobby's Mailbag. Yeah.
Hello, Bobby Bones. Do you have an internal monologue? If so, can you hear the tone of your voice? Like when you're talking out loud and you're angry, is your tone different in your thoughts? Some people do not have an internal monologue, and this could quite possibly validate men when they answer the famous question, what are you thinking? And they answer, well, nothing. Some people even see their thoughts out in front of them, like the good doctor does. What is true for you? Very respectfully, Jessica Outley. I don't know the good doctor, but I'm assuming he sees the words out in front of him when that's what they're talking. I definitely have myself that talks to me in my head. And if I'm thinking something, I'll do thinking right now. So I'll go 3, 2, 1, and it'll be my thinking voice. Okay, 3, 2, 1. Yeah, I wonder if you need that cereal right now. Well, man, I really do want the cereal. And I feel like if I can just really limit the sugar tomorrow,
in my stomach. But you know, one, you're not going to feel good tomorrow. And Caitlin's going to say, I told you not to eat that sugar. I'm eating the cereal. Okay. That's how my monologue talks to each other. I have two of me's, actually.
And this whole time, you're just staring into space while you're
having
the conversation?
Nothing is coming out of my mouth.
Wow.
It's weird to do that out loud because I have battling monologues. Yeah. So I guess that would be a dialogue, but it would be like two, yeah.
A full-on debate.
I have a yeah. Weird. I never thought about it like that, but I do. It's like the angel and the devil in the cartoons, one on his shoulder. Yeah. That's kind of what it feels like. I don't see words out in front of me, but I do have two of me's in there convincing me which way to go. And there's always one fighting for the other thing, even if it's very, very, very light. It's like, man, I don't want to work out today.
Well, you probably should.
Well, since you're whispering, you probably agree.
Okay.
Right? So, yeah. Or it's like, no, suck it up. You'll be much happier when you did. But yeah, that's great. I have two of me's in there. Amy, what's your deal?
Oh, yeah. I have talked to myself all the time. In my head, by myself, out loud.
Oh, like, yeah. No, oh, no, that's called.
well, I do it. And I guess this is interesting. I've never really thought about my different tones, but I don't really go back and forth with myself so much as like if I'm like, frustrated with myself, I have that tone. Mm-hmm. And then I have the high five yourself. You did it. Or
I often ask people whose English is their second language what language they dream in.
Oh, yeah.
I was talking with a guy recently who's from Mexico, and I was like, he's been in the country like 11 years. And I was like, do you dream in English yet? And he was like, oh, I've never been asked that before. And he said, yeah, sometimes, but mostly still Spanish.
Wow.
Lunchbox, do you have anything in?
I think about, oh, here we go again. Whenever my wife starts saying something or you guys start.
But do you have like a voice inside of you that you can that you can hear but not out loud?
No. No.
Holy, I thought everybody.
I'm just like chilling. Like, I don't really think about much.
Straight chilling.
Yeah. Eddie, you?
Oh, yeah. My voice is encouraging mostly. Like, it's kind of like my advice voice. Like, it'll tell me stuff like, you know, like, hey, come on, you can do that. Playing golf all the time, like, hey, man, just settle your arms down, get your hands right, and hit the ball. All the time. And it's never like.
Mostly encouragement? Mine's always like, you're stupid and ugly and everybody hates you.
Yeah, I don't like that.
You guys need to see someone if you're talking to yourself.
No,
like that.
It's normal.
Like, you're having a conversation with yourself in your head? Like, that is weird.
Jessica, as you can see, we're all a little different there. I appreciate that. We've never talked about that before. So thank you for the email. And if you guys want to email us, you can at any time. Morgan, what's the email address?
Mailbag@bobbybones.com.
All right, close it up.
We got your email and we read it on the air. Now it's time to close Bobby's mailbag. Yeah.
It's time for Fun Fact Friday.
Fun Fact Friday.
Yay! We've all found something through the week. We bring it in. We kind of share it. Pretty fun. I like this segment. Now, mine's not super fun, as in you're going to get some laughs, but I didn't know this. So, Jonestown cult, back in the day, there was a cult. They were down in Mexico, South America.
South America, yeah.
And the big thing is the guy made them drink the Kool-Aid, and they all died. That's why the saying is, don't drink the Kool-Aid.
Correct.
You ever hear that?
Don't, yeah.
So, oh, that's why.
Mm-hmm, because mm-hmm. The cult, they had them all drink Kool-Aid and they all died.
Is that
and
Jim then, Jones?
Mm-hmm, it is,
and
it
then
is.
He didn't drink the Kool-Aid, right? No, I remember that.
No, he fled.
So the hundreds of Jonestown cult members who killed themselves in 1978 didn't actually drink poison Kool-Aid. They drank poison Flavor-Aid.
Oh, the generic brand.
And Kool-Aid still got all the credit.
Oh.
Wow. Dang.
But is it good credit?
Well, yeah, hey, and that, Kool-Aid didn't do anything wrong.
No,
I know,
they didn't.
But still.
Should we change it to
wait, don't, hold on. What?
Just think if it was don't drink the Flavor-Aid. That would, I mean, would people would know Flavor-Aid. It could have rose in popularity. It would take over. The Flavor-Aid man's busting through a house going, I'm the Flavor-Aid man.
I didn't realize there was two different brands. I thought Kool-Aid was just Kool-Aid and that was it.
No, Kool-Aid is a brand. It's like Kleenex.
Correct.
I knew that one.
Flavor-Aid is a generic Kool-Aid. Yeah.
Right.
So that's mine. Okay, Amy.
Bruce Lee had the sweat glands removed from his underarms because he thought that it being dark under there would look bad on camera. And they say it was likely a contributing factor to his death several months later.
That's drastic.
I didn't know you can do that.
Me either.
Me neither.
That wasn't very fun.
Oof, we're over two. I mean, listen.
Oh, man.
I just thought,
I didn't know you can remove your sweat glands. I mean, I guess you can remove anything, but he didn't think he'd be like really cool as a fighter with sweaty armpits or what?
Weird.
Guess not.
All right. Let's go over to Morgan.
Research found that chimpanzees recognize the butts of their relatives just as well as humans recall familiar faces.
That's hilarious.
I wonder if that's why they get up in the butt. Obviously, the smell.
They do like the butt.
But I wonder if that's part of it, too. Like, oh, I right. Oh, yeah.
That's my cousin. Yeah. That's my cousin.
Well, that's
Jimmy.
Aunt Sally.
That's a Willie. Eddie?
Yeah, did you know that an ant cannot die from falling? So due to their lightweight and their rock-hard exoskeleton, you can go to the top of the Empire State Building, drop an ant, and they can land and just keep walking.
Has someone tried that?
I don't know.
And how do you find it? Because it's so small, you won't even
yeah,
see
I was
it.
Like, it's going to blow away.
I thought that was crazy.
That is pretty cool. It's so light. Wow. All right, Lunchbox, wrap it. I'm sure yours is a pooper pee or something. It always does. Go ahead.
Hey, you're right onto something. Don't we all love baby koalas? They're so cute. But did you know what their mom feeds them? Poop. That's right, because later in life, it helps them digest leaves, and so the poop prepares them for later in life. Huh. Ah! Okay. That's crazy!
He laughs like Alf. Like, or Pee-wee Herman.
I got this book that's called You're Not the Worst Mom in the World, and it shares all the things that animals do to their kids. And it's supposed to be if you're feeling down as a mom, you can flip through that and be like, oh, well, at least I don't feed my kid poop.
Exactly.
But actually, I didn't know the reason behind it, and they're preparing their digestion.
Yeah, it helps them break down the leaves later in life, whatever these leaves they eat.
Yeah.
Okay, I wonder where he finds these. Is it just Google poop
facts? I don't Google poop facts.
No.
I don't
Google poop facts. I Google fun facts.
Okay.
About?
Oh, fun poop facts.
Poop and pee, yeah. Yes.
Fun Fact Friday.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. Want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as the Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer, and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
A bunch of family and friends gathered together at Napoli's Brick Oven Pizza to celebrate a kid that was turning 2 years old, Maverick Hill. These parents were putting it on for everybody. They're like, we got this. We're going to pay. Everybody enjoy. They go to pay the bill. Some strangers at the restaurant saw that they were hosting a birthday party for their two-year-old, and they covered the bill anonymously.
That's a big bill.
Man,
they said
that
they had kids of their own. They know how it can be, and they just wanted to do something kind. And I got a clip of the parents talking about it.
It really touched us. It really just had a really big impact.
And it was just an act of kindness that you just don't run into every day. And, you know, we're mindful to pay it forward as we can.
So we had a debate about a one-year-old's birthday party because the dad said, one-year-old, they're not going to remember it. Why do we have it? A two-year-old's birthday party. Any difference there, Eddie?
I mean, they're a year older. They probably, I mean, I don't remember anything before I was five, so they're not going to remember it, but a little more. They have friends at that point now.
A two?
Neighborhood kids, whatever.
Do they have any now?
Yeah.
Neighborhood kids at two?
You know, some kids. I'm not saying like no, a 10 kids.
Because your parents make you hang out. I don't know that at that point, are you like, oh, I got to go.
No, call you don't my play. You know who they are, but you're not like, hey, can I go to Timmy's house?
Right.
Okay, that's a great story, though. I don't want to take away from it. Thank you. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
It's the easiest trivia game in the whole wide world. It's easy trivia. Don't miss, but it's so easy. Up first, Eddie. The category is places in the city.
Oh.
What's the name of a place you go to see a lot of animals?
Oh, you go to the zoo.
Correct. Morgan, what's the name of a place you go to fuel your car?
A gas station.
Correct. Amy, what's the name of the place you go to watch the movies?
A movie theater.
Yep. Lunchbox, what's the name of the place you go to buy groceries?
Grocery store.
Nice job. See how easy that was?
That's easy, man.
That's so easy. Right now, Lunchbox won, Eddie won. Amy and Morgan have yet to score this season. But Eddie is wearing the tiara because he is the champion.
Champ is here.
That's right. Don't miss it because you will get boned. And when you get boned, you hear this right here.
You've been boned.
Ready to play?
Ready.
Eddie, you're first since you are the champion. What member of the show has an honorary doctorate from the University of Arkansas?
That is Bobby Bones.
That's correct. The category is colleges of the Bobby Bones Show. Morgan, what member of the show has a degree from Texas A&M?
That's Amy.
Correct. Amy, what member of the show went to Sam Houston State University?
That would be Eddie.
Correct.
Eat him up.
What member of the show graduated from Kansas State, Lunchbox?
Morgan, number two.
That is correct. Nice job, everybody. Wow. The next category is women of the 90s.
Oh.
Eddie, who sings My Heart Will Go On?
That is Celine Dion.
That is correct. Morgan, who sings Man, I Feel Like a Woman?
Shania Twain.
Good. Amy, over to you. Who sings Genie in a Bottle?
Christina Aguilera.
Yeah. Lunchbox, who sings Baby One More Time?
That's my girl, Britney Spears.
That is correct. All right, we're moving on. Nobody's out yet. It's amazing. The category is boy bands.
Oh, man.
Eddie, what 90s boy band was made up of the brothers Isaac, Taylor, and Zach?
Ooh, that is Hanson.
Correct. Good job.
Oof.
Morgan, Nick Carter's a part of what boy band?
Oh, yeah.
Nick Carter is a part of what boy band?
Backstreet Boys.
Correct.
Yes.
Amy, what boy band is made up of the brothers Kevin, Joe, and Nick?
They're all brothers?
Kevin, Joe, and Nick.
98 Degrees.
Incorrect.
You've been boned.
Oh, my gosh. The Jonas Brothers.
The Jonas Brothers. You said that.
Why am I thinking Nick Lachey? I hate myself. Never mind.
No, don't be hard on yourself.
I am.
Yeah, don't. Hey, you're going to stop that this year.
Lunchbox.
That was your resolution.
Joey Fatone was a member of what boy band? Joey Fatone.
Oh, man. He has to be NSYNC, right? NSYNC.
Correct.
Oh, yes.
We are down to three.
Oh, man.
The category is Pixar.
Oh, yeah.
Life is a Highway by Rascal Flatts is featured in what Pixar movie?
That's Betty. Cars.
Correct. Miguel is the name of what main character? The kid in 2017's Pixar movie blank.
Coco.
Correct. Lunchbox, what's the three-letter name of Andy's scary neighbor in Toy Story?
Andy's scary neighbor in Toy Story?
The three-letter name of Andy's scary neighbor in Toy Story.
Dang. Oh, man. In Toy Story. Okay. Jed.
Sid.
You've been boned.
No idea.
That was hard. All right, here we go.
Did you know that one, guys?
Oh, yeah. Sid.
You two did, Morgan,
yeah.
Eddie.
Oh.
Yeah, we didn't think so.
All right.
You got eliminated. I'm sorry, Amy.
I can't talk about it.
That wasn't even a hard one. Either.
I know.
Sometimes you like complain at me and you're like, that was hard.
I know. I'm not complaining.
Well, I'll complain. Mine was hard.
I actually was complaining to myself.
Mine was hard.
Guys, can we get this game over with?
The category is square roots.
Oh no. Why would you do that? You know I don't know square roots.
Between Eddie and Morgan for the championship.
This is going to be a disaster for both of them.
I don't even know what a square root is.
Oh, Morgan,
over
I believe
and over.
In you. You can do it.
I don't know if I do.
Eddie, what's the square root of 9?
There isn't one. It's like 4.5.
Is your answer 4.5?
Yeah.
You've been boom.
Why would you throw something out that there's not even a chance that's right?
Wait, is 9 have a square root?
Yes.
Don't say what a square root is, though. Because.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Don't say it.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
That's incorrect, Eddie.
If I lose to this again,
I'll come back with that answer in a second.
I'm going to hate myself.
Morgan, what's the square root of 16?
4.
Correct. Winner.
See, that's crazy! Yes!
Let's go!
A number times itself.
Not yes. doubled itself.
So, Eddie, what's the square root of 36?
So, a 6.
Right. So, the question was, what's the square root of 9?
3.
Correct. What's the square root of 64?
8.
Yes.
Idiot.
Morgan, nice job. Woo! Nice win. Wow.
Oh, that feels good.
Love to see
everybody
it.
Cheered so hard against Eddie.
Dude, I knew.
Well, I mean, we don't want to take a 2-1 lead.
You're the Sid of the show.
I am the Sid.
Wow. A voicemail from Andy in Virginia.
Morning, Bobby. Morning, studio. Who is employee of the month for December? There was some really good stuff. Can't wait for the announcement of when that's going to be announced. But great job. Have a fun day. Love your show.
We weren't here enough in December. About 2 weeks for vacation mm-hmm. with the holidays. There will be no employee of the month. But what happened in December, that little sliver will roll over into January.
Oh,
we'll have the employee of the month for January at the end of it.
Perfect.
Good. Dylan from Reno, Nevada left this voicemail.
My wife's been on the show 3 times for calling in. And she rubs it in my face when I get home. And I'm the one that tells her that she's on the show. She doesn't even hear it first. So I just wondering if you can play this on the radio so I can tell her suck it.
You got it, buddy.
You got her.
That's for you.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So whenever you watch Titanic, are you one of the people that thought Jack and Rose could have both fit on the door at the end?
I think so, but maybe I only thought that because everybody wouldn't stop talking about it after the movie was over.
Yeah, it's a huge debate.
I think mostly I was like, it's weird that me and my friend Scotty came to this movie on Valentine's Day. That's mostly what I was thinking.
Yeah, that is weird.
But we wanted to see it, so why?
During a recent panel discussion, James Cameron said that it's not a door. It's a piece of wood paneling from the first class cabin. So he also did a forensic examination to settle the debate as to whether or not two people could have fit on it and it stayed buoyant and held them up. And
yeah, they spent too much money figuring this out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, he just, I guess, was probably tired of people being like, why is this how it ended? They could have both fit. And he's like, nope. Forensically, they could not.
I'm looking at Jack hanging off the side of the board now, and I still think he could have fit.
Oh, really? So you're on that side of the debate.
Well, even he's holding on to it and it's floating, just hold on to it.
That.
No, but he was cold.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He should have gotten out of the water. I think that's what killed him.
But they could have traded places. And now you get in the water for a little bit while he warms back up.
Now that's smart.
Nobody asked me. I'll do a little research there.
If this is interesting to you, well, there's a whole special on National Geographic coming up on February 5th called Titanic, 25 Years Later.
Oh, but not all about the door. I was like, man, they're really scraping for content.
No, they'll
Titanic,
talk about that, though.
3 hours. Could they fit on the door?
No, but that's kind of crazy. We were seeing the movie 25 years ago, too. You and Scotty. Okay, I've got a really cool story as to why you maybe need to buy a parrot.
Because, well, I can't think of anything. Parrots are stupid. And I like all animals, but nope.
Okay, I was reading about this murder trial where this guy, Martin Durham, was shot and killed in his own home. Alongside him was his wife, Glenna, who also had a single gunshot wound, but she didn't die. And so they concluded that, like, oh, was she trying to commit suicide? Did she kill him? And then that was like a double thing, or what happened? Well, the parrot went to live with his ex-wife after everything, and the parrot started saying, don't shoot, don't shoot. And so now they know that the wife is the one that shot him. It wasn't an intruder, like it was, like, well, At least that's what they're saying.
I would have trained before the murder the parrot to say something like, please don't shoot me and my husband. We're in this together. And then
I've never seen you before.
Then I would have done the murder. Why are you wearing a mask?
He also said a bad that's word next level. In there.
It is.
So that's why I would get a parrot, to cover up for whatever crime I was going to commit.
And lastly, a fun story from Caroline Bryan, Luke Bryan's wife. She was sharing this epic mom fail that she had in the school pickup line. She was at her office and there was a bottle of Tito's there and she wanted to take it home. So she threw it in the back of her car, a big handle of Tito's vodka. And when she went to pick up the kids at school, a bunch of kids were getting in the car and the bottle rolled out in the pickup line, shattered everywhere,
glass, vodka.
Yes, and a teacher was running over to help. He's like, and she's like, no, I got this. And she's like, it's vodka. And she just was mortified and embarrassed because all these parents in line. And I mean, if you're ever in one of those lines, there's so much anxiety because it's efficient. You got to keep it moving.
I got that real good for you. Good.
In the back seat.
Yeah, in the back seat of mine.
That was Amy's pile of stories.
Come on.
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Yeah. Good.
Jennifer Wanamaker this Christmas wanted to give her kids something cool, so she grabbed some lottery tickets, stuffed them in their stockings like, oh, Merry Christmas. Well, her daughter Caitlin finally got around to scratching it off. Scratch, scratch, scratch. And she won $1 million.
Oh.
$1 million.
That's crazy.
And Caitlin said, oh, don't worry, I'm going to split it with my twin sister and my parents. Why?
If you got this ticket, would you split it with anybody?
No chance.
Not your mom?
No. I understand. If my mom gave me a ticket, that's her present to me. If Santa Claus gave me the ticket, I'm not going to call Santa and be like, hey, Santa, you need some money because we won.
Call Santa.
Let's break this down. If you win the million, you're getting about $600,000.
Yeah, and then you split it, you're only getting $300,000. Then she's going to split it with her sister and her parents.
$150,000.
So she's only getting $150,000. She went from a millionaire to a $150,000.
She was never a millionaire because she was getting $600,000. She went from $600,000 to $150,000. Yes, big difference.
She's giving up $500,000.
What if they all need it, though?
Ooh. Yeah, and for some people, it feels good to
share. They can come over and visit. Ugh. I'll buy them a dinner.
I'm not sure you would. It's a great story by her. A lot of generosity. I love it. That is what it's all about.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Over to Amy. Let's get in the morning corny.
The morning corny.
Why was the mother firefly unhappy?
Why?
Because her children weren't very bright.
That was the morning corny.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How do the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as The Boar's Nest, Sue's Place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Bachrach as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the boar's nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest. Sue Brewer and the birth of outlaw country music. Listen now at audible.com/theboar's nest. On the phone, it's Sally in Iowa who's calling because she needs a kick in the pants. Sally, what's going on?
Hey, well, I started this program on January 8th to like get healthy and lose weight. And then I lost 8 pounds. And then the other day I was like in Panera. And the cook decided he would give me a sugar cookie just because I had said thank you to him.
I love sugar cookies.
So I get to my car, I'm like, I have my salad, I have my soup, and there's this cookie. I'm like, dang it. I'm like, I shouldn't eat this cookie. And then, of course, I ate the cookie.
Yeah.
And then the whole day, that's it. All right, well, I ate the cookie. Might as well just go eat whatever I want.
Well, I do that too. Like, as soon as I slide, I fall. I have never felt like a caller more than I feel Sally right now. Like, well, ate the cookie. Mm-hmm. Might as well eat every cookie.
No.
That is how I live. Yeah, the same. And sometimes if I get like a cookie and I'm not eating cookies, a little mouth appears in the cookie. It's like, hello.
Eat me.
Wouldn't you like a little taste of me? Yeah, I would. Well, it won't hurt anything. Oh, but Sally, I felt that. Oh, I'm going to give you a kick in the pants here, Sally, because I really struggle with sugar. I want to eat all the sugar all the time. So you're doing the right thing. First of all, is not even just food, but in life, we are the environment that we're in. Sometimes we get to choose the environment. Sometimes we have to choose to get out of an environment. And with me, I have to get away from sugars and sweets in my house because I will eat them all the time, nonstop. I'll eat them until they're all the way gone. So what I'm going to encourage you to do is to continue trying to stay away from these things. But there are going to be at times, the occasional, hello, Sally, it's me, Mr. Sugar Cookie. That is going to happen. And this is what I do with myself, probably 65 to 70% success rate. I quickly go, I can eat this cookie, and I can feel real good for a minute and 72 seconds, which would be 2 minutes and 12 seconds. Or I can throw this cookie away and be proud of myself for the next 6 hours. Now, it doesn't always work, but it does for me most of the time because I go, that's right, I got basically two minutes here of enjoying this cookie. But let me just real quickly do the math. Or I can just be like, damn, remember I threw the cookie away earlier? Because that 2 minutes is going to be gone quick. And then you're going to be like, damn, why did I do that? I might as well eat the rest of them. But also, try to, and I say this from somebody who tries it as well. Try to, if you eat a cookie, that's it. You ate the cookie. You don't hate yourself, and you're not going to eat the cookie. You're not going to do it the rest of the day. I also have goals on when I'm going to eat cookies. Saturdays. Especially if I'm on, like, if I have a show coming up I got to get ready for, and I'm trying to get extremely healthy, and I don't really put it on weight anymore, but if I'm trying to get extremely healthy because I gotta wear some tight clothes or something, I go, okay, Saturday is when I'm gonna eat pizza. And I have a goal in my head the whole time, like, yeah, I'd like that now, but boy, Saturday I'm going hard. And then you gotta make sure to give you that pizza Saturday, because if you get to Saturday, like, you know what, I'm just not gonna do it, I'm gonna keep going, you're gonna deprive yourself so much that you're gonna go off the tracks there.
Okay, question.
Yeah.
So do you throw away the leftover pizzas? Because what happens to me is I'd say that Saturday's pizzas, but I get a large and I only eat 4 pieces and there's four left and I eat that the next day.
I would try not to throw food away.
Yeah.
But if you have to, no, you can just take it and give it to
someone.
Absolutely.
Okay.
So don't throw food away.
Okay, but don't eat those leftovers.
Or just eat all eight.
And every once in a while you can. But it doesn't mean you can eat every leftover. And sometimes do the math. Be like, okay, well, if I can eat this, I'll feel good for 3 minutes, but I'm going to feel guilty for 5 hours. And you shouldn't feel guilty, but you will, because I do that too. So do that, Sally. Just try to talk some sense into yourself, and that when you can't talk sense into yourself, that's okay. Just don't do it again later that day.
I'll try to do that.
One cookie is not going to change your life, either way, good or bad. It's just the 22 cookies.
Mm.
I had chocolate cookies for breakfast the other day.
Well, you were just going to have one, you said.
Well, I was going to have one bite, actually.
Right.
And that turned into, well, there's the rest of this. I don't want to leave this bitten. Sally, thank you for the call. You can do this. You can do it. If you want to do it, go do it. If it was easy, everybody would do it. It ain't easy, though. But you know who can do it? You can. So suck it up and go get it done, all right?
All right. Thank you.
All right, Sally. Bye. Let's go. Here's a voicemail. They need a kick in the pants. Go ahead.
Morning, studio. I'm about to go through a major career change. I've been in education for the past 5 years, but it's a really difficult and tiring job, especially in a post-COVID world. So I am looking at applying for new jobs, but what's really challenging me is how to write a good cover letter explaining the career shift without just sounding kind of whiny about leaving education. If you have any general tips for writing a cover letter, I'd love to hear your advice.
First of all, congratulations to you on making a change that you felt was better for you. That's awesome. Not everybody has the guts to do that. Even if it sounds like it's the right thing, it feels like the right thing, it still takes guts to make any sort of change because change is not easy. Secondly, cover letter, make your name real big. I'm going to give you really simple things. Make your name real big. There are 10,000 cover letters this person's going to get. Make your name big so they see your name and remember your name and they can find it easily too. Don't do any colors on your paper. Don't do pink. I'll be different. They say don't put a picture. And if you're butt ugly, I wouldn't.
But what if you're beautiful?
Well, I'm not even saying beautiful. I'm just saying if like you got an ear growing out your chin, okay. Maybe you don't.
Bad idea.
Yeah. But I'm not somebody who's against putting a picture on there. Just so they have a connection.
Yeah.
And there are reasons that people say don't, but you can do that. And don't put a bunch of fluff on there that is never going. You have one page to do it all. One page. That's it. So don't fill it with filler. Even if it's a paragraph and you have some space to write something interesting about yourself that's fun and funny. Like if it were me and I were applying for a job as an accountant, in the end I'd be like, once I struggled for 12 weeks with dance and no one told me I could dance, and before I knew it I was hoisting the Mirrorball trophy. That's right, I won Dancing with the Stars back in two. Like there is a room, there's room for that. Just because it's always been done a certain way, a cover letter doesn't mean it has to be. You want to list your requirements, your skills, you want to list all that. But then if you have some room, don't fill it with fluff. Fill it with something cool and fun about you that they'll remember. It's all about them remembering who you are because there are 10,000 people. They're all probably qualified for the job. So how do you separate yourself? You do it by being different. Big name. Don't fluff it and no multiple pages.
She doesn't have to bring up the whole education for 5 years stuff. So.
But if that's required, but you don't need to put that you worked the counter at Jason's Deli for a year and a half when you were 17.
Why not?
Instead, you can pick you're a Pisces and you agree. Yeah. Do fun stuff instead of stuff that doesn't matter. So that's my tip to you. You just got to stand out to get to the next level. You're not going to get a job from a cover letter. You're just trying to get to the next level. Thank you very much. There's your kick in the pants. Boom. We got to go because Anna Kendrick's about to be on.
Yes.
We'll do more of that. Leave us a voicemail. Why do you need a kick in the pants? I'll give you one. I may kick you the wrong way, but I'll kick you.
Go.
On the Bobby Bones Show now.
Anna Kendrick.
Hi, Anna. I'm Bobby. Good to see you.
How are you?
Hey, doing pretty good. I have a couple questions for you. When I heard we were going to talk, and I was reading about this movie, because this is such a dramatic role, do you have to go in that morning already preparing to be sad or angry or hurt? Because you know, I come in, I do this show for 5 hours, and I got to come in with some sort of mindset. When you're playing a role like this, is it different?
Yeah, I mean, it's funny. I do think, like, the idea of coming into work and being like, man, I got to be sad today is like a kind of hilarious and perfect way to think about it. But, yeah, I think that there were some scenes that I was a little bit like you have to ramp yourself into it. You know, it's a weird thing because you are at work, you know, like I think that there's a myth around film sets as though these perfect artistic bubbles, but they are like just an outdoor office at the end of the day. So it's a really bizarre thing to like go to work at the office and, you know, be like, good morning, oh, how are you? How was your weekend? And then be like, oh, I have to have a full blown panic attack in like half an hour and I have to do that all day. So it's definitely a strange thing, but I remember Mary, the director, at one point pulling me aside before we started filming and being like, just so you know, if there's ever a moment where, you know, things feel like too intense for you and you need to step off set for a while, like just always let me know. And I was like, oh, that's so sweet. I'm not really that kind of actor where it, you know, kind of gets away from me, but this was probably the closest to that, you know, cause this is, this film's very personal to me. And so I think that I knew that like living in that and bringing up some of those experiences in my body again would be tricky it was exciting. And I also felt like the crew was so sensitive to the process, because everybody that came to work on the movie kind of came to work on it because they read the script and they had had a similar experience. So they were really understanding, and I felt very held by the crew, if that makes sense. And that made it a lot easier. You know, when you feel safe like that, it's a lot easier to kind of like get into that mindset. You know, you don't have to like push for it. It like has permission to come up. Sorry, I'm being very I'm doing a lot of like actor speak, which is annoying, but you know, that's how I felt about it, I guess.
If you're crying in a scene and it's very emotional, it could be either Alice Darling or anything else you're doing. If it's very emotional and they go, all right, cut, can you just go, all right, give me a cannoli and I'll take a Mountain Dew? Or again, does it take a little bit of time to come out of that because you have dedicated yourself?
Oh my God. Well, first of all, I feel like a cannoli and a Mountain Dew is going to be the order for sure. That's so specific. Is that a combination that you're fond of, sir?
I know. It just was me going, what sounds fun? What sounds the opposite of crying? A cannoli and a Mountain Dew. It just came out.
Yeah, that is the opposite of crying. I mean, yeah, I am pretty much like the cannoli and the Mountain Dew, or I am now that I know that specifically I should order that, that's what's coming. But I think it depends on if you're like about to roll into the next one, you know, you might just kind of like keep your head down and stay in the space. But yeah, like once you've moved on from the scene, also you're so elated to just be done with it, to be like sort of done being in that space, that you do get this like adrenaline afterglow thing, you know, that like the hard part of the day is over and now all I have to do is like walk down a hallway. It's yeah, that's the best feeling.
You're very polite, although you did call me sir. Do I look like I'm 60 or something, Anna? Now I'm self-conscious of it.
What, because I called you sir?
Yeah,
you
like I'm really 60. Yeah, do I look 60 or something? Be
no,
honest.
No, I was trying to be adorable, sir.
Oh, but okay. All right, good. I didn't know.
But now I've made you self-conscious.
I was like, oh no, she thinks I'm an old man. okay, ma'am. Can I call you ma'am?
Yeah, you can call me
Love
ma'am.
It. Love it. Now, I'm a big fan. You're hilarious. You're also able to be extremely emotional. When you're a kid and you're learning range, like at what age do you start to learn actual emotional range? Do you do it at 7, 8, 9 years old, or is that something you get to do later in life?
As a kid, I was more in tune with like other people's feelings. So it was like reading people was kind of the move when I was a kid. And I was definitely good at figuring out like what people kind of wanted, you know, and being like the kind of apple polisher, if you will. So it has actually been an interesting few years for me, because especially after, you know, being in this really horrible relationship and, you know, things kind of falling apart, it felt like, oh, maybe it's time to sort of investigate what's going on in this direction. The range thing, I don't feel like I'm not really answering your question, but I don't feel like I had like a lot of authentic range when I was like 7 or 8, but I definitely knew, like if I was in like a school play or something, I definitely knew what people wanted me to do, and I could sort of like fake it. And like getting to a place where you're kind of safe enough and comfortable enough to like, oh God, I'm really trying hard not to use phrases like go to that place, because it's such like actor speak. It sounds so horrible and corny, but that's been really, again, like challenging, but really rewarding.
Anna Kendrick is on with us right now. Can you, when you watch the movie back, first, the quick question is, will you watch it all the way back in a theater that's not like a premiere? Will you just go and watch it?
Like out in theaters?
Yeah, just no. Like you're just going to go.
I don't think I've ever done that. Okay. Yeah, people talk about doing stuff like that. I've never done that. I think I'm in the way that like I don't throw myself birthday parties, because it's like, oh God, what if nobody shows up? Like the idea of going to a theater where something's playing and it being empty is just too heartbreaking. So I don't think I've ever done that. But I did watch this movie in like a screening room before it premiered, but I was sort of... It was more worky. It was like, you know, making changes to the edit and stuff. But I Watching it at the premiere at the Toronto Film Festival was really fun, because like hearing the audience fully gasp, like hundreds and hundreds of people just like gasping at these things that are so small and intimate, and you're worried that this is such a small story that it won't evoke enough of an emotional reaction, was really exciting.
We have 60 seconds. I want to run through. Just give me a quick answer on these. Who is the coolest person who watches your story on Instagram?
Oh my gosh. Who follows me on Instagram? Oh, well, I know that Pete Holmes just followed me on Instagram.
That's
so
good. I like
maybe
that.
Maybe he watched my story.
Your favorite movie as a kid?
As a little kid was Hocus Pocus, and then by the time I was 12, it was The Women.
Why the 47 and Anna Kendrick 47?
Because one time somebody called me AK-47, and it's a nickname much cooler than I deserve.
And the final question, who is an actor that you didn't know before that you worked with and you thought they were so funny that you couldn't get enough of them just being hilarious?
Well, I just worked with Tony Hale, and everybody already knows he's hilarious, but I would just like to let the world know he's just that funny in person as well.
Anna, you're awesome. Thank you. We can't wait to see the movie, and I hope it sells so many tickets, and I hope the story resonates with so many people, and thank you very much. Just a big fan.
Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you, ma'am. Bye. This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan, so choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network, and you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines, plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision-making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines, all on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto-pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p. Hey, it's Bobby Bones. I want to say thanks for everybody who has helped with St. Jude. I mean, you guys are changing lives. You guys are saving lives. St. Jude has been leading the way to the world's best survival rates for some of the most aggressive forms of cancer. And I'm talking about childhood cancer. Your support actually means that families never receive a bill from St. Jude for treatment or travel or housing or food. So the parents can focus on being a parent and helping their kid live. You know, I never had cancer, but I was in the hospital as a kid for a long time. And I just remember how difficult it was, how scary it was. And then I remember getting out and having to figure out how to pay the bill. I didn't have to pay it, but you know, somebody did. But St. Jude eliminates a lot of that. You can help St. Jude stop childhood cancer by becoming a partner in Hope. You'll get an awesome new This Shirt Saves Lives shirt. Join the doctors, the researchers. Hey, join me in this fight and visit musicgives.org. That's musicgives.org. Willie Nelson, Waylon Jennings, Kris Kristofferson. How did the biggest names in outlaw country start a musical revolution? Through one woman's vision from one tiny living room. Don't miss Mandy Moore as Sue Brewer in the new scripted Audible original, The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Discover the true untold story of the extraordinary woman behind the outlaw country music movement and its biggest stars. Brewer shaped the sound and soul of country music as we know it today, despite never picking up an instrument herself. Lovingly dubbed as the Boar's Nest, Sue's place was an intimate staging ground where a new breed of singer-songwriters, wounded souls, wayward upstarts, that's where they would spur each other and tap into something bigger and something realer. Starring Mandy Moore and featuring Eben Moss Backrack as Shel Silverstein and TJ Osborne as Johnny Cash, alongside a full ensemble cast. Audible invites you to enter the Boar's Nest and experience the rise of a musical revolution. One woman, one time, one place. The Boar's Nest, Sue Brewer, and the Birth of Outlaw Country Music. Listen now at audible.com/theboarsnest. Right, how would you feel if your spouse did this? Because this guy's like, hey, I messed up. I started messaging my wife's boss going, you're working her too hard.
Mm-mm.
Dang. Oh.
So he texted her boss saying this. One, there are limits for human beings. Two, this kind of thing can't keep happening. So this is the spouse messaging the boss of the other spouse without the original spouse knowing.
Yeah.
And he, by the way, this has happened on this show before. And I don't know if you guys know.
What?
And I don't even want to say who, but I have been messaged by
a spouse?
Absolutely.
Wow.
I know who it is.
Well, what would you do if you found out your wife had been messaging me Lunchbox going, hey, you're just working him too hard. Can you ease up? He's always got his microphone in the toilet talking to people, and it's scaring me. Like, what would you think about that?
Oh, it would be awful. I would tell her, what do you think you're doing? Like, what? Like, where do you? That is way over the line. And she would, I mean, have her devices.
Would you be mad?
Oh, yeah. I'd be furious. Devices taken away. Like, hey.
Wait. Like a kid? You would take her iPad away?
Like, no hey, screen time?
Yeah. Sorry. You can't. Your email is shut down. Or if she's hitting you on Instagram, your Instagram is shut down. That is way over
the
line.
You have the power to do that?
Yeah.
You don't take away your wife's technology.
I don't think he has the power to do that.
You would have to.
Stop.
You're going to be Amish like, where, for 1 month.
You'd have to sit her down and be like, in what world is it okay to do that?
Now, I can agree that there's a conversation, but you're going to ground her? Okay, Eddie, what would happen if you found out your wife had been messaging me?
Oh, my gosh, I'd be so embarrassed. Like, it'd be like, you're making it worse for me. Like, what are you doing? I would be so upset because I could deal with my own stuff. Like, if I feel like I'm being overworked, I can talk to my boss. I don't need you to go behind my back and be a hero for me. I got this. Dude, I would be upset.
And she's not being a hero.
Yeah, no, that's not cool at all. I can't imagine any relationship where anybody would think that that's okay to not to go behind their back and then hit up whoever in their life about anything.
A friend, I could understand. Hey, okay. You guys got in a big fight. Let me go. And I she feels this way. I need you to roll. I could. Yes, that's fine. But a professional, that's where it really comes into play because you don't really know the dynamic. You're only getting one side of it too, professionally. Lunchbox, whose spouse do you think hit me up?
Should we say this?
He knows.
No, I'm not saying it's true or false.
Oh,
I'd guess Glassroom.
Huh. I would guess Glassroom too.
Really?
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Well, why?
Yeah, why?
There's certain.
Has anybody's spouse ever hit you guys up about somebody else?
Yes.
Huh? Oh,
absolutely.
Is that why you're picking Ray?
Yes.
Oh.
Wait, I didn't say Ray. Did I say Ray? Whoa.
Was that a bit, though, on your show?
You walked me into that.
Wasn't that a bit on the sports show or something?
I don't know.
No? Oh.
No.
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
But we're also friends with Bay, right, Ray?
Yeah, I think it's that she's friends with everybody, so that's why they're all going with that. I mean, I haven't even seen Eddie's wife in like 9 months, so.
Wait, what does that have to do with anything?
Well, I mean, they literally just saw Bay like 2 days ago.
Yeah.
So she's more top of mind.
Got it. That makes sense. Yeah. Okay, well, it's not Ray. Just wonder why you guys went there. That's all.
I know. I just think because Ray gets here at 1 o'clock in the morning, so maybe she thinks.
I think she knows Ray's crazy, though, too, and she just knows that. That's not something I can change. I've told him, don't come in at 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, that's the only reason I went
there. It doesn't matter. So. I will leave it there. I'm not telling any who it is.
Oh,
no,
I.
No, you don't. You can't always go, you know. It's like when you miss a question in a game and you're like, I'm on it. You're not on it. Quickly, Amy.
Okay, not who it is, but how you handled it.
Ignored it.
No, I didn't ignore it.
You replied to them?
Of course. I'm a human being.
Oh, my
I would have ignored that.
Awkward.
And what do you say when you're probably like, do you want them to have a job or not?
No, I didn't say that. Mm. It doesn't matter what I said, but I did not ignore it. I didn't. At first, it felt a little awkward, but sure, we'll handle. I need you guys to be good at home, so you're good for me here. So I just handled it then. That's part of the dynamic.
Okay.
Question.
But you shouldn't message your spouse, your boyfriend, your girlfriend's boss ever.
No.
And be like, hey, take it easier on them.
When the wife did this, did you tell
I'm not talking about
how
it
anymore.
How
do you know it's a wife?
It's not a wife. How do you know it's a wife?
That's what, I mean, my point is we're all talking to him like it could be any one of us.
Probably, though, there are way more guys.
Yeah.
By a whole lot, but there are more guys, especially in this room, than there are girls. But it's not even somebody. Who knows? I'm just going to leave it there. The end. Thank you very much.
Who could this be?
Yeah, don't be messaging your boss. Okay, your spouse's boss. Ted Lasso's doing one more season. It starts in the spring, and that's it. Yes. Ted Lasso season 3 in the spring. There's no date yet on it coming out. Do you like that these shows now are only lasting a couple of seasons? Or would you rather have it like the old days where it was like 7, 8, 9 seasons? Lunchbox?
It has to be 3, 4 good ones and then get out because I was a huge fan of Modern Family. And it went on way too long, and I stuck with it. The kids were adults, and they were still acting like, and I was like, this is just terrible. But I watched it, and I was like, you could have ended it 4 seasons ago, and I would have left loving that show. So I'm with Ted Lasso, 3 seasons, dominate, and go on the way.
In the UK, they usually do 2, and that's it. Like The Office, the original, 2 seasons are done. They didn't make any more.
Oh, I don't know, 2 may be too short.
The American version went on for a really long time.
Yeah.
The Office in the UK brought back for an occasional special. They did a Christmas special. But in the UK, those very popular series, they come and they go quickly. And I like that. I think I'm conditioned for that now because a lot of the shows that we like are even limited series. Remember the Nicole Kidman series where she worked at a health spa? Or
Nine Perfect Strangers?
It wasn't really a health spa. It was like a...
Oh, she ran a therapy thing.
Yeah, it was like a thing, right? Yeah. That was one season and out. Remember the chess show on Netflix?
Oh, Queen's Gambit.
One series and out.
So good.
I just like to know if they're going to be short. I like to know it's going to be short. Oh, this is a limited series. It's just one series and then we're out. I like that. Because that means they've put all their effort into it. You know it's going to conclude. Man, the worst is the finale when you get an ending. And it does answer some questions, but then you have more. They make you have more questions and wait for the next season.
Yeah.
So I'm with Ted Lasso. Let's do one more and let's get out of Dodge. I thought season two was pretty good.
It's all right.
Yeah, but season one was so good that it made season two only pretty good. If season two just existed by itself, it'd have been really good.
But they left us with a good hanger after two.
Yeah, no, don't spoil it though for our listeners.
Yeah.
But Ted Lasso, season three coming up. That dark show I told you, the German show.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's so good. Kaylin said it may be the best show she's seen in a year.
Wow.
Oh.
The Old Man, for me, though, that show, I don't know. That's probably my favorite show.
I'm halfway through it, dude. So good.
Kickoff Kevin, who works in our studio room and works on a podcast with me, he messaged me and was like, can't stop watching. It was like 2 in the morning. Can't stop watching the show. He was like showing me screenshots of The Old Man on Hulu. I was like, dude, I've seen it. I don't need the screenshots. But The Old Man is on Hulu, and it's Jeff Bridges, and he's an old like CIA, FBI guy, but he is out, changed his name, but they track him back, and he's like 70, and he's got to like fight his way out. It's awesome. And then when he finally joins that Broadway production in the finale and lives...
What are you talking about?
Oh, no, I'm just kidding. He doesn't.
He joins Cats?
That would be a weird one. So Ted Lasso's coming back. That'd be pretty cool. I'm looking forward to season three. But they do them once a week. How do we feel about once a week shows versus binge when they put out 10 at a time?
I like it. I like looking forward to that day.
Mm-hmm.
Like when I was watching The White Lotus that came out on Sundays, and I would watch football and be like, oh man, that game's over. What am I going to do? Oh, wait, White Lotus tonight. Yes.
I get it. And I know why they do it, because it stays top. It stays, we talk about it because we wait for another episode. And if we binge it all and just move on. Don't talk to our friends about it as much. But I love to have every episode just right there at the fingertips. And I'll be like, I'll watch one a week, except I watch four a night.
Yeah.
Also, I saw the ratings for television shows over 2022. They did the top 50 rated shows. 48 of them were football.
Oh, yeah.
48 of the top 50
That's crazy.
Were football games, which is wild. It makes sense. America loves football, but those are the biggest shows.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Washington. A couple guys went out to happy hour, had a few drinks, driving home, swerving on the road. Police tried to pull him over. Woo, woo, woo. He's like, Starts going about 100 miles an hour. Police are pursuing him. So the passenger doesn't like how close the cops are following. Calls 911. Hey, the cops are too close to us. Tell them to back away. They are following us, and they won't leave us alone. They finally pulled over and got DUI.
I assume the 911 operator's not like, hey, guys, you're getting too close to this guy.
He doesn't like how you're following
him. We just got a
complaint. You're tailgating, guys.
They sent other cops to stop those cops. Yeah, I mean, drinking, obviously, they got the DUI.
Yeah.
You make bad decisions, like driving or calling 911 on the cops. All right.
I'm Lunchbox. That's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Let's go over to Movie Mike.
And now, Movie Mike's Movie Minute.
What you got?
A new Tom Hanks movie called A Man Called Otto.
Is this new?
Yeah, it's in theaters right now.
Who's Otto?
He is this old grumpy man, just lost his wife, so he goes around this small little community he lives in and just makes other people's lives miserable.
Funny?
There's some humor in it. It's kind of dark, too. It's not a kid's movie at all.
Tom Hanks gray-haired in this movie?
Yeah, he's in his 60s. I think Tom Hanks at his 60s is his best.
What'd you think?
I don't normally love feel-good movies. I don't really want to go into a movie to just...
I don't love feel-good movies?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I gotta tell you. Like I don't love movies that have good plots and real fulfilling endings.
Like a movie that's just supposed to warm your heart, those don't really appeal to me. But with Tom Hanks... This is one of my favorite Tom Hanks characters in the last 10 years.
Wow.
So it's really good. It does go into some dark places, but it really kind of brings this light to somebody like dealing with mental struggles. So I thought that was a really good job.
What do you rate it?
I give it 4 out of 5.
So A Man Called Otto, Tom Hanks. Can a kid watch this?
I don't think so.
Okay, so it's not. I think Tom Hanks is being fluffy and light.
Yeah.
So no kids. Who would like this movie?
I think Amy would love this movie.
Oh, okay.
Mental health.
I will go.
Okay, A Man Called Otto, 4 out of 5. What do you give it, though? 4 out of 5 what?
I'd probably give it 4 out of 5 arroz con pollos. The family that moves in across the town, across the street, who like kind of changes his life. They're Mexican, and they give him food.
That's cool.
Love it.
Only in theaters. All right, thank you, Ray.
And that was Movie Mike's Movie Minute.
By the way, check out Mike's podcast. Just search for Movie Mike wherever you podcast. Thank you. Have a great weekend, everybody. We will see you Monday right here.
Come on, y'all. Bobby Bones Show. Yeah.
This is the year to stop overpaying for your family plan. So choose a Straight Talk wireless family plan. Unlimited data, talk, and text on a reliable 5G network. And you can get a new line starting at $25 per line per month for 4 lines. Plus taxes and fees and no contracts. That's good decision making. Available at Walmart and on straighttalk.com. Family plan discount with 4 lines. All on the Silver Unlimited plan. Not combinable with auto pay discount. In times of traffic, your data may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Video streams at up to 480p.
Okay, round 2. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Canva is awesome for so many reasons, for your social media, but for work. If you're looking for ways to impact at work, Canva can help your points get across. All right, Mike, what do we use it for? Like one sheets, if we're doing like a presentation, graphics?
Oh, it's awesome for graphics. Super easy to use.
And that's the thing too, especially with some of these apps, you think, well, there's no way I'll be able to use it. Well, me, because I'm a dummy. But even I can use Canva to make things look cool, right?
Yeah.
Well, you don't have to insult me and say yeah so quickly.
Yeah, you can do it.
Yes.
It's awesome.
So it's easy design, impactful Canva presentations, docs, whiteboards, videos. Start with a designer-made template, which makes it so easy, especially for me. Customize with your content. You can add images and graphics and charts. Start designing today at canva.com. Design for work.